Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Hamas Governor Mike Dunleavy signed the fiscal year 2024 state operating capital budgets into law. The budget, with line item vetoes, represents prudent and fiscal responsible investments in public safety, public education, and economic development. The vetoes resulted from a thorough evaluation and consistent application of the priorities of the Dunleavy administration to grow savings and ensure fiscal stability. This budget is a responsible path for Alaska's financial future, said Governor Dunleavy. Budgets should reflect the values of Alaskans. The fiscal year 24 budget accomplishes that. We continue to invest in public safety, public education, and economic development. While this is a responsible budget for fiscal year 24, I look forward to working with lawmakers and Alaskans to establish a long-term sustainable fiscal plan. The Cooper Lenny Bypass Project has been an idea since the 1980s and an active road and bridge project since 2021. According to KDLL, this summer is the busiest construction season yet on the project, which will reroute the narrow, busy Sterling Highway around the community of Cooper Landing. But the project's manager, Jonathan Timmick, with the Alaska Department of Transportation, said a deficiency in this year's legislative budget could push back the project timeline. It only incorporated a portion of the funding required to keep the Cooper Landing Bypass Project, also known as the Sterling Highway Milepost 45 to 60, to keep that project aligned with its current schedule, Timmick said. The bypass project is allocated about $60 million in the budget approved by the legislature in May, but Timmick said that's only a portion of what DOT needed from the state to keep the project on track during the next fiscal year, which begins July 1st. And the Juno Creek Bridge, the most expensive component of the project this year, isn't included in the budget at all. He said that allotted $60 million will cover a project phase called 1B, which involves work on the east end of the new road. But combined with the bridge, he said the fiscal year 24 work would have a $300 million price tag. So we're very close to having the Juno Creek Bridge at 100% design, so that's very exciting, he said. And so hopefully this coming fall, we can award the bridge to a contractor. It's a critical pass to get it awarded this fall. As DOT plans to finish up the design of the bridge this summer, it's also set to order 6.5 million pounds of steel from the Lower 48, which Timmick said could be delayed. The bridge is set to be installed in 2026, an event which Timmick said will be the longest bridge launch in the nation and open to traffic in 2027. Without this year's budget, said the opening date is in jeopardy. If it doesn't happen, I'm sure that maybe if the bridge doesn't get fully funded, it might get partially funded. We would probably just order the steel until the full funding arrives so that we could construct the bridge, and that probably saves some time, but still push the completion date to probably 2028, if not 2029, he said. Cooper Lenny Bypass Project is a federal aid highway project, which means the federal government pays 90% of it and the state pays for 10%. Timmick said he's optimistic the state funding for these projects will end up in the Department of Transportation Alaska's statewide transportation improvement program, a four-year plan for transportation in the state. The current plan, which ran from 2020 to 2023, is cycling out, and Timmick said he's advocating for adequate bypass project funding in the next one. He said he will plan to go out 45 days for public comment near the end of June. Overall, Timmick said the project is at a significant stage. This season is really exciting. This is our busiest season so far down there in Cooper Landing, he said. There's roughly 180 staff on site down there working on the site. The western four-mile stretch of the road will connect the current Sterling Highway to the bridge that's fully established, and the work is progressing this summer on the eastern side, which begins near the Sunrise Inn. So we'll spend the rest of the summer and a little bit of next spring on the east side, Timmick said. Also, dozens of archaeologists on site in geotechnical drilling work. Now that the western section has been cleared, the popular Resurrection Pass Trail crosses over the developed section of the highway, but Timmick said the trail remains open at all times. More news, RadioKenai.com, coming up. Take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.